Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Egan Heath of Caravan Digital, and today we are going to be discussing coaching team members on their personal goals as an employee retention strategy. Egan is the founder and owner of digital marketing agencies Get Found Madison and Caravan Digital. He and his team specialize in providing ROI for their clients through SEO, Google Ads, social media ads, and email marketing. Thanks so much for joining us today, Egan.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Perfect. So let's dive into a couple of questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell our listeners, where are you tuning in from today?
I'm up in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's been below zero for many days in a row now.
I sympathize. So what really gets you out of bed in the morning? You know, what motivates and inspires you?
That's a good question. I think it's very exciting to see marketing campaigns that are successful. It's sort of like magic. I think there's a Dan Kennedy book called Almost Alchemy. And it's just like the client put in this many dollars and they got this many dollars out.
Yeah.
It's basically they paid to acquire new customers or to get sales and it was profitable and they hit the gas and they made more sales. And so that's pretty special when that happens. And that's really what we're all about. So I get excited about that. And the team gets excited about that too.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. And then, so tell us, how did you get into digital marketing?
It's kind of funny. I was actually doing hospital IT consulting. That's kind of one of the big companies here, is a big hospital software company.
Yep.
And that's how I ended up in Madison. I was doing that for 5 years, project management, traveling all over the US, living out of hotels and eating restaurant food. And, you know, it's not as fun as it sounds. Like it gets old after a little while. And so I was really looking for a way to get out and do something else. Mm-hmm. You know, read the 4-Hour Work Week and was really inspired by that. I listened quite religiously to the Tropical MBA podcast for quite a while, which is sort of a, you know, podcast for lifestyle design and digital nomads. And every year they would have an episode of here's some business ideas. And always at the top was just start an SEO agency. Like the fastest way to work for yourself is not to, you know, develop some product and then sell it yourself. It's really just services, you know, businesses and people need help right now. Mm-hmm. So if you jump in and start helping them, that's the way to go. So that fifth year when I was at this corporate job, I did some free SEO consulting and I got people onto page one of Google, some local businesses, you know, salons and gyms and things like that. And
Very so
I said, cool. Okay. And they're like, this is great. Yeah, we'll give you a testimonial. We'll give you a Google review and things like that. And I said, okay, this is valuable. People will pay me for this.
Yeah.
So quit my job on a Friday at the 5-year mark. I actually had they had sabbaticals at this company. So my wife and I had earned, you know, a 1-month sabbatical anywhere in the world. And I was donezo. So I just quit. And I didn't even take it.
You didn't even take it. I was going to say you had a month to get your agency up and running, but that's so gutsy. I love that. You know, you just got to take that leap and you got to make it happen. And you did.
Yeah, that's right. So the next Monday is just put up the website, got gone and got to work figuring out how to get clients and how to do this. And this is year number 6 now. And I'm loving it. We've got a team of 5 and growing now too.
Very cool. So let's dive into more of your story about how you started your 2 agencies.
Sure. Yeah. So we really got started as Get Found Madison, as in like we're a local agency for local businesses here in Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And that went well because it was nice and systematizable in terms of local SEO. You can kind of, you know, go through the same checklist and it works pretty well to get people ranking on Google. And so that's nice. Mm-hmm. As time went on, I sort of added, you know, Google ads, we got into Facebook ads, got into some, you know, WordPress websites and email marketing, things like that. And at some point our team, you know, as I was hiring employees and we were getting going, it's like, we were kind of dancing in a lot of directions or just trying to juggle a lot of things where we have clients that that sell B2B. We have clients that are local businesses, but we started to get clients that were e-commerce clients.
Okay.
And so as things were getting chaotic, I was just like, I asked the team, I was like, who gets the best results? And they said, e-commerce clients. I was like, who do we like working with the most? E-commerce clients. And what's the most systematizable in terms of we can have repeatable processes around it? And it was e-commerce.
Interesting.
So that's where we've kind of pivoted, and we've been riding two skateboards a little bit. So the new brand is called Caravan Digital, and that's just an e-commerce agency. So I've got the same team still working both, but certainly the long-term plan is we become Caravan Digital and we're a straight e-commerce agency. But we've had clients with us for, you know, 4 years plus on the local business side. So we still enjoy serving them.
Very cool. That's so interesting. And then, so what are the biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Boy.
I guess with running two agencies, there's probably quite a list.
Yeah. For me right now, it's just focus. There's so many things coming at me. I actually, right before this, I was just training my new executive assistant. So I'm really hoping she's going to help me out with this very busy inbox. And I think that's going to take us to the next level, where it's just the number of things that are coming at me in terms of sales leads, you know, client questions, employee questions, people just cold pitching me on things. It's like, I need someone to help with that inbound piece so that I can focus, you know, working on the business, not in the business. We've done pretty well in the last couple of years. For a while, things were getting really stressful where I was on every client Zoom. I was kind of leading things, and then I would have the team working in the background. And one day I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore. We rolled out the client success owner program, which means everybody's kind of going to be an account executive in addition to a channel specialist. So I've got someone who's a Facebook ads person, someone who's an email person, someone who does SEO, someone who does Google ads, but each of them are now meeting with their clients and, you know, project managing and coordinating with the team as needed. And basically after a sale happens, I'm out of that picture. And so that was a big step for me to get out of client fulfillment. And we've mostly succeeded at that. Sometimes I still get pulled in for strategy and troubleshooting. Mm-hmm. So I think now that next piece for me is just, How do I go up a level where I'm head of sales and marketing, and that's all I'm doing, and then I'm handing things off to the team. So that's piece of just it. As you grow, and this, it's interesting. This happened to me at the corporate job too. By year number five, my email box was just inbox was just such a disaster every day that I basically just had to quit. I was like, I can't even deal with this. I'm on so many committees. I have so many clients, et cetera. Like, I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I've now been owning this agency longer than I was at the corporate job, and I'm realizing, oh, like, my calendar is like as busy as I was at the corporate job. My email is as busy as it was. I need some help. And what's unique about this is like, now I can hire someone for that help. I don't have to quit, you know? And so that's kind of the big change for me. So the big challenge is just dealing with all the inbound, taking care of the important stuff, but also working on those things that are important, not urgent.
Yes. It's definitely a huge balancing act. And it's definitely a learning lesson along the way for sure. So yeah. I would love to dive into our topic. I'm really excited to be talking about this strategy that you use where you're coaching your team members on their personal goals as an employee retention strategy, because, you know, you're busy enough, you know, you don't want to be dealing with your employees churning and having to train them all over from the start. So I think this is such a great strategy. So why do you find this to be so effective within your agency?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think personal development was really the turning point for me. So that was maybe around the halfway point or so in the agency. So if this is year number six, somewhere around year two and a half or three there, I realized like, I need to up my habits. I need to have better habits or I'm not going to make it. Mm-hmm. With the amount of work that's going on. I was doing all the client work at the time and stuff too.
Right.
And so I took a course called Wake Up Productive. It's by Evan Pagan, EvenPagan. And I really recommend it. It was a great course for me. I think paying to take a course that's going to build your habits over time also was a good buy-in for me of, okay, I shelled out the money for this. I'm going to take it seriously.
Yeah, it's a good investment.
I always recommend that. If you take a course, if you hire a coach, there's a lot of value in you pony up the money. And that's been a major learning experience for me. And that's how I've upped my game over the years. And so at different points, you know, I had a sales coach. That was my first big one where it was scary. I pulled out the credit card and I paid more than we even had in revenue at the beginning of the business. And within 4 months, it was like 4x ROI, you know.
Amazing. That's so cool.
Investing in yourself. So I went on to, you know, I have a, you know, digital agency coach. I've worked with a life coach. I've done a lot of like investing in those things, and it's always paid off, and it's always kind of like raised that watermark of just like where I'm at and what I'm able to do. And so that was big for me. So to go through this course to build, you know, to build basically a successful morning routine and to just have good habits, sort of like set this new floor or this new foundation that I can then build on in the agency. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without those morning habits. And so it changed my life so much that I was just like, I have to share this with the team. I'm so pumped about personal development that just, I want the team to experience this as well. So
yeah,
we do a monthly, we just had our, you know, one for February. We do a monthly check-in on, you know, what are your annual goals? What are your monthly goals? How are you tracking them? And, you know, what's your progress like? And whenever they fall down or have trouble on it, or they just, you know, can't get specific on creating a SMART goal that's, you know, specific and measurable, I'll kind of coach them through it and they can kind of hear for each other. They can hear how I coach other people too on, you know, here's how to troubleshoot. Like, why didn't we reach the goal last month? What's going to be different this month? And then just that piece of, are you tracking it? How do you create accountability? And honestly, that piece, Julia, of like, I'm telling someone I'm going to do something, and then I have to report back and say, you know, I've got my head down, I didn't do it, or I'm going to make darn sure that it actually happens. That accountability is really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. So your coaching calls, do you do it one-on-one with your team members, or is it a group coaching session that you do?
We've actually incorporated this into our monthly like culture and vision meetings. So we have separate, you know, bi-weekly operational meetings on what's going on with the clients, you know, what are the fires we need to put out. Mm-hmm. We've kind of separated that out. And then once a month we talk about, you know, where are we going as a company? What's the vision? What are our values? But then also just, are we getting what we want out of this? And, we're a remote team. And so I know it's important to keep people engaged, to build a strong remote culture. And, you know, people aren't just workers, they're people too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So is it personal goals as well as professional goals that you guys are setting within your team?
Yeah, mostly on these calls, we will do just personal.
Okay. And
so there's exercise, there's weight loss, there's reading, you know, X number of books, there's make sure I travel to another country, things like that.
Very cool. And then what kind of feedback do you get from your team members?
I think, I did just check in because someone else was a business owner was like, you know, Egan, you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you enjoy this and maybe they don't. So I did do a check-in just recently. I was like, do you guys want to keep doing this? They're like, yeah, this is valuable for us. So
nice.
I think, you know, they are leveling up their skills. They've now joined gyms, you know, like they're doing group workouts. They're reading more than they ever have. They're, you know, all those sorts of things. And so it's that progress piece. I think one thing to be aware of, and that was good for me, it was good feedback for me to hear, was you don't want to get discouraged. If you set a monthly goal and you miss it, we don't want that to be the end of, I guess goals aren't for me. I guess I'm not good at meeting my goals. Mm-hmm. That's not the outcome we want, right?
No.
And so if someone got halfway on, you know, how many miles they wanted to run goal, like we focus on progress, not perfection. So it's like, okay, you wanted to run 20 miles, you ran 10. That's great. Like you ran 10 miles that you didn't, you know, a month ago. And
yeah.
So that's kind of the latest flavor we're putting on, or the focus that I'm putting on now is, hey, you look how far you've come. Like, you didn't work out 3 times a week, but now you're working out twice a week. Like that's great progress, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a huge confidence booster for a lot of people. I know oftentimes, you know, feelings aren't, you know, taken into account in so many areas of our lives. And, you know, when you're really able to just give people a pat on the back, I think that's so beneficial, and it makes so much sense when it comes to, you know, maintaining that loyalty from your team members.
Yeah. Can I say something about that? My, like many of us, you know, I had a critical parent.
Like, yeah. Like most entrepreneurs.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe that's where it comes from. So sometimes I turn into my dad and I'm kind of like pushy and critical. And sometimes this comes out even during the one to many, you know, group, you know, kind of personal coaching. And I always regret it afterward, where it's like, hey, we're trying to be positive here. This is like a value add for them. Like, we don't need to be whipping their butts if they like didn't make their reading goal or didn't work out as many times as they said they would, you know?
Yeah.
So it's helping me become a better, softer, more nurturing person too, where it's like, maybe, you know, if this is a client's Facebook ad campaign, okay, maybe there's a place to be critical and boom, 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 be direct. Here's what we need to fix, right?
Yeah.
But if really this is just, we're just trying to become better people, or, you know, we're trying to improve ourselves, I don't need to take it that seriously and like be a boot camp instructor. And so that's been a good change for me.
Yeah, that's funny. And I can relate to that as well. Yeah, so good self-awareness on your part. I like that. So I would love to touch on your personal development journey as an entrepreneur. So can you talk about some daily habits that you've incorporated that you've seen a positive impact from?
Yeah. So I went through that Wake Up Productive course twice because it didn't stick the first time. You know, it's he's got a great almost drip sequence to it where you watch one video a week, you add one new thing a week, and you go for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that doesn't stick on the first 12 weeks and you got to do it again. I'm glad I revisited it because it totally changed my life. Yeah. So he says, you know, like start with just one thing. Mm-hmm. Like you've got one thing you're going to do. It's going to go, you're going to go for a walk for 15 minutes.
Like what was the first thing you incorporated?
That's a good question. I think for me, I think it probably started journaling was an early one.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he kind of challenges you, or just like in general, it's like, if you want to have like a really great day, keep adding to that and make it longer and longer. Like one is you got to train yourself to maybe get up a little earlier, mm-hmm. which means, and this is what we kind of had to coach the team on too, is like, which means you might need to go to bed a little earlier, which means like you probably can't be drinking on a work night. You know, it's like you kind of like go back to root cause analysis of what is the problem here.
Yeah.
Why am I not able to get up at 8 a.m.? Why am I not able to get up 7, 6, you know, whatever it is, you sort of need to make time for this. And so it sort of makes you put other things in order. And so one by one, I was adding to that. And like a great, great routine for me, like a great day is there's a workout of some sort, often like HIIT, strength, something like that. Mm-hmm. Been doing like Pilates and yoga too. Journal, meditate, read. Like for me,
that sounds like an amazing morning routine.
Yeah. Like if I hit those, and then it's like, that's a good day if I hit all four. And then I've got a calendar right behind this computer here, like a big wall calendar where I'm checking them off. Mm-hmm. I think, was it Stephen King? There's like some writers who are just like, how do you write every day? You get a big calendar and you put a check on the days you write and you get a big X on the days you don't write. And so to make it visible for yourself, you're just like, oh, I don't want to have an X. I don't want to have a day where I miss, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
So when I see a whole month, or when I see, you know, a number of weeks in a row where I've hit these four, I can feel the difference. Like I feel better. I feel energetic. I can handle a 10-hour day. Like it's no problem, you know? And when I see those X's, when there's a couple X's, you know, over the course of a couple of weeks, I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel the difference. I'm like, I'm tired on a Friday like this. Like, I'm not showing up in my Zooms. I'm not getting through all my email in a day. It makes a really big difference. So it's like slowly build and accrete and make an amazing morning routine, and then track it, and then just, you know, see the difference in your life over weeks and months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's so interesting once you start getting that momentum, how there's a real shift that happens in your brain. So me, for example, I try to work out every single day, and I have noticed now when I get tired, I used to have this voice in my head that was like, I'm tired, I want to take a break. And now it's changed because I've been doing it for so long where it's like, I can't quit. I have to keep going. And it's like, it's so crazy that once you've been doing something for so long, you just like your whole mindset about it shifts.
Yeah. And it just becomes normal to do it. You don't think, now I need to work out. It's just like, now I'm working out. Like, I'm getting up at 7 a.m. Like I'm work, you know, it's workout time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love that. So what goals do you have for Caravan Digital and Get Found Madison?
For me, it's definitely, I think revenue goal is part of it. So we're trying to double in the next couple of years here.
It's awesome. But
I've kind of realized, and I've had some good coaching on this, that I had a coach ask me why. Like, why do you want to get to the point? Like, why do you want to be $1 million agency, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's
such a good question.
Yeah. I think as an entrepreneur, you can just be like, well, you know, when we get to $1 million a year run rate, like that's a real business, then I'm a real entrepreneur. There's kind of, there's some external mark maybe to that, some yardstick, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, I wanted it so that I can do X, Y, Z. And then it's like, those things are what matters. Of like, mm-hmm. you know, that's what matters is like, can I travel? Can I take more time off? you know, can I write a book? Can I like go off and do the things I really want to be doing? You know, it doesn't mean that growing the agency is not what I really want to be doing, but it's like this balance of you've got the business goals, you've got the personal goals. Like, why not do those things right now, basically? Mm-hmm. And so that was good coaching for me. And so I've stopped making that one of my big three for the year of like, okay, we're going to hit X revenue. Cause there is this feeling of if you don't hit it, you're bummed out. I think it's good to have one that stretches you where like, hey, like our stretch goal, like we should try to grow more than is comfortable. Like it's, you know, it's the beginning of the year here, it's February. Like we should have big goals to hit by December.
Yeah, definitely.
But also it's like, are we growing our skills? Are we getting even better results for our clients? Are we having good balance in our lives? Are we taking fun international trips and things like that? I've come to slow down and say, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And so let's make sure we're focusing on those along the way. So it really is this, some element of bring back the lifestyle business thing. That's how I got interested in this initially. And now it's like, I've become as busy as I was at my corporate job. And so maybe it's not even more money. Maybe it's more free time. It needs to be part of that.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I was just talking about a guest on the podcast about, you know, thinking about what kind of agency you want to grow right from the start, because oftentimes, you know, we just hear about, you know, scaling your marketing agency and creating like bigger is better. But so in her case, she got up to managing over 20 team members and she's like, this isn't what I want to be doing. This is taking up all my time. It's just managing members on my team. And she decided that she wanted to downsize a little bit. So yeah, basically, you know, having that honest conversation with yourself early on is not even early on, but just checking in and, you know, seeing, is this what I want to be doing, is I think so valuable and important.
Yeah. Yeah. So going from every year, the goal was, here's the revenue, here's what I want. You know, it's like push, push, push. You know, it's like my three for the year right now is I want to go to Thailand for the Dynamite Circle conference. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. Just like, if I go to Bangkok, like I'm going to be happy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So have a fully trained admin assistant who can handle my emails, inbound messages, and accounting. Like that's a huge check. Like buy myself more time, basically. Right.
Yes.
And then inspired by one of my team members, I was like, I want to cook a meal and host dinner for six or more people. Like I've never done anything like that.
Oh, I love that. Yep. You got those personal goals. Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Like it's like we're having this team party on Friday. We're going to get Indian takeout. Like that's fun.
Yep.
But like by the end of the year, like I should be cooking that meal basically.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you. That sounds awesome. Very good. Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we begin wrapping up on the topic of just coaching your team members? Is there anything that we left out?
Yeah, I think I haven't really talked on why or like, you know, why would you even do this? Why would you get involved in your team members' lives like this? Mm-hmm. And I think it's that piece of they are full people. And if this is just a job and they just have to do client work and this is just a paycheck, you know, there's a lot of places they could go do that. There's places that could pay them better than I can pay them and give them more benefits and do all that. Like we're a small business. I'm not pretending otherwise. Right. Mm-hmm. But is there another place that cares that, you know, they hit their weight loss goal, that they traveled to another country on their own for the first time? Like those are the sorts of things they want to be doing anyway. And so if you're helping other people do the things they want to do in their lives, you know, I'm not going to say they're never going to leave you, but you know, I have very young team members. They're in their early 20s and we've got somebody going on 4 years out of, you know, not even a 6-year-old business. I expect there will be turnover at some point, but I know that people are sticking with me longer than they would otherwise because of this. And so I think that's a great reason to take an interest and to consider doing this.
Yeah, I love that. I think when people feel heard and emotionally supported and they're emotionally invested in their job, they're less likely to, you know, be critical over, you know, how much they're earning on their paychecks, and they're just happier employees. And so I love that strategy. I think that's really important. And I would love to see more agencies incorporate that into their business model.
Yeah. The benefits out of it are amazing. And the loyalty is intense. Like when we've got to dig in, we've got to work some nights and weekends, they're there for you.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I really like Getting Things Done.
Okay.
And I'm kind of a proselytizer on that. I make the team have some Getting Things Done system. And it's like, as you get busier, and in, like I said, in my corporate job and my, you know, my companies now, just more and more and more is going to come at you. And so you need an operating system to handle it and make sure you are completing tasks and getting things done that need to get done. And so having some like, and also this broader idea of get things out of your brain. Your brain is to figure out how to do things and to solve problems. Your brain is not to remember to do things. And so you need an external brain that helps you, and you need to stay organized and prioritize that way.
Yes.
And so, you know, as long as you have some personal operating system, you're going to do much better as more and more things fly at you. So that's why I like that one.
Yeah, that's a really great point. We've already talked about what your morning routine looks like, so we'll skip this question, but is there a CEO that you follow or study?
That's good. I really like Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach. I am a client of Strategic Coach, and that's some of the coaching I do now. Mm-hmm. He's been coaching entrepreneurs for over 40 years, might even be over 45 years by now. And so he really gets us. He understands what we're about. And you can listen to his podcasts and things like that. And what I really like about it is he combines this business and personal side as well, of just like, we like to grow. Like, we are into growth. We're into business growth, but we're into personal growth too. And yeah, we always, he says, you want to make your future bigger than your past. And so I just find him so inspiring in the sense of, not only does he have a big, great company, a great lifestyle, but it's sort of like, he focuses on the right things and he's doing what he loves. And then he hires out and delegates the things he doesn't love doing.
Nice. I love that. And what is your favorite online tool?
I really like LastPass. That's kind of nerdy.
But honestly, it's like, it's such a lifesaver though. You save so much time. Such
yeah, a meaningful. Like I'm onboarding this new exec assistant, just boom, made a folder. Here you go. Here's my logins. Here you go. Like, that's pretty slick and it's much more secure. And so that's great. I think also for agencies, we switched from Trello to ClickUp in the last year.
Okay.
And it was a game changer.
Nice.
Where we had Trello boards floating all over the place, one for each client, and no one knew what they had to do when. It was just a mess. Mm-hmm. Versus ClickUp lets you break it out. You know, you can pass the baton. Here's who is what, you know, they're doing this part of the project. Then we got to hand it off. This person doing this part. And each person can just sort, here's due date, here's priority, here's what's coming up. We can plan. It's all in there. It's a great system. And so even if you're on another project management system, you might check it out.
Very cool. Yeah. We use Asana for project management and it works really well, but yeah, ClickUp sounds really interesting. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I like that one. I take that very broadly. When I was in my 20s, I was more in the academic and nonprofit world. Like, I thought I was going to be a professor. You know, I was, you know, trying to do good and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think it seemed like I didn't understand the business world at all. And it was just a total fluke that I even got into it all. And now I'm really glad I'm in it. And I'm really glad I discovered entrepreneurship. I can't imagine doing anything else. Mm-hmm. And so I think the very basic thing, I think many people have a scarcity mentality of just like, how am I going to make a living? How am I going to do this? How am I ever going to afford a house? How am I ever going to do this or that? Mm-hmm. And the sort of Zig Ziglar thing on, you can have anything you want as long as you help enough other people get what they want. I think if I had understood that in my 20s, it would have given me a different perspective. I'm just like, all you need to do is just be useful to other people and make yourself more useful to them over time and you'll be just fine.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Such great advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Egan. It was a pleasure having you on the show and I really appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.